Tell us a little bit about the old neighborhood parade that's going to be coming up this weekend.
The old neighborhood parade will kick off at 12 o'clock in front of 93 Letty or thereabouts, and we'll probably have 93 contingents marching down South Park Avenue to Smith, left on Smith, left on Elk Street, Elk Street over the South Park Bridge to Hamburg Street, left on Hamburg Street all the way down to the river, and down South Street where it finishes at South and Louisiana Street.
Peg, how much of a tradition is this parade?
This parade is historic. I wouldn't say tradition. It's historic in that the parade actually started at West Market Terminal, the site of where the casino is currently, and marched through these streets. So when we adapted the parade in 1994, which we felt the need for to bring us back some community spirit, we took up part of the route. So some of the route is the original route. Some of the streets like Hamburg and down South Street is not part of the original route. However, the Elk and the South Park were all included in the original route.
Peg, I've been hearing that this parade almost didn't happen this year. Is that correct?
You're right. You're 100% right. There's a lot of expense that goes to the parade. And the parade is a fundraiser for the Valley Community Association, which has four or five target areas. It's the youth, seniors, child care, family support, and neighborhood beautification. And we try to raise funds for all those programs. So the parade is one of the ventures that we try and raise the funds. And the return on our time and energy put into it was not good. So we had to reevaluate. But since I announced that it was not bringing what we thought it would bring in, some of the people have come forward. We had a fundraiser for it on Saturday night, and we got three times the normal number of people to come to the party, which was helpful. And some sponsors have come forward, so we're looking forward to that being continuing every year. We're good for this year. Councilman Scanlon was very, very good that he got, he took his own money to pay for the police services and the city permits and fees. But what holds for next year is unknown, because we're going to have to have this kind of support next year as well to make it worth our while.
How likely do you think there will be an old neighborhood parade St. Patrick's Day weekend next year?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's how much it's near and dear to the people who really like it. I mean, a lot of people have come forward and said, we love the parade can't stop and all that stuff. But in the same token, they have to be the ones to step up and get their friends and relatives and people that like it so well to make sure that it continues with support. Or some corporate sponsors got to come in and really throw enough money at us to make it worth our while.
How many people take part in this parade?
There's 93 contingents. It's longer than the downtown parade. It's got a more community feel. It's a lot of families. It's a lot of descendants of people that were born and raised here many years ago, and they all come back to celebrate their Irish roots. And it's a historic neighborhood. It's adjacent to the Buffalo River. There's a lot of heritage down here, a lot of stories from waterfront years. So it's a cool place to have the parade. And I don't know.
How much is this revered in the community, this parade?
Oh, God, everybody loves it. You know, there's some minor complaints about urinating, but there's not enough places where they can go in to use bathrooms and stuff, so we've increased the number of bathrooms around the route. And many, many businesses, pizzerias, bakeries, restaurants, they all bloom that day. They do very, very, very well. In particular, the bars. Another way that the people can support us is following the parade. We have what they call an Irish hooli here back at the community center with music and corned beef and the likes. And we also have another little restaurant lodge on Ohio Street at Tewksbury Lodge. And that, too, is going to have a post-parade party with music and corned beef and the likes. And that's only a few blocks from the end of the parade. So people that are in the parade can walk a few blocks. And we'll have a shuttle bus running from center to the Tewksbury Lodge, from the center to the Tewksbury Lodge, taking people back and forth if they want to come to either of the two venues.